Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injury. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's do it. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. This show is raw and unfiltered. And your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. On Fridays, normally, I get the first hour. I being Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com, or email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. But tonight being the night prior to Thanksgiving, we did a little flippity-flop. And I'm getting a chance to hang out with you for the first hour here across the entire country on all of these spectacular stations from one coast to another. Our pal Christopher is down in Dallas, Texas, warming up the stuffing, getting all ready with the cranberry sauce to rock and roll tomorrow. He's pushing all the buttons, making it all go on the eve of Thanksgiving. Let me begin, if I may. I've heard a lot of talking heads, and I've actually talked about this a little bit, how it seems as though the majority of people across the country, when you look at polls, different polls, they'll have a poll, CBS poll, Fox poll, a Quinnipiac poll, where the majority of people feel a certain way about the country, like where we're going. And most of it is bad, right? 60% don't like this, 80% don't like this, 73% don't like Biden. All of those polls are out there floating around. So my question to everybody is, how the hell, if that's the case, are we sitting here with a red mist, literally a red mist when there was supposed to be a red wave? You've got nothing. Here in Connecticut, you won nothing in Connecticut. And across the country, you barely got the house back. Record gas prices, record diesel. 3 million illegals by the time this year is over crossing the border. A full-out recession, violent crime. We've done this before. Yet after all of that, what is it? You still go out and vote for your Democrat, comfortable Democrat blanket. I don't know if it's actually changing. I think it's already changed. I think you're witnessing the complete cultural transformation of this once great nation. Now, can we change it back? Yes. And I'll explain that in a second. But let's not kid ourselves. Right now in 2022, we're a left-leaning country. And I know you don't want to believe that because you believe in your God, your guns, and all that goes along with that. I get it. And family and freedom. But when you do a complete 360... how do you explain some of these races that were supposed to be blowouts where the Republican barely won, squeaked it out? And then, of course, the races that were supposed to be no-brainers, like a Fetterman, you end up losing that. How is that possible? The only way it's possible is either it's a one-issue scenario, which I tend to think that there is some of that, or you've got a shift in culture. I was thinking about that a lot yesterday. I think the younger kids, not the real young, 20s, 25 to 35, let's put it that way, are all in. They put all their chips in the middle with Black Lives Matter, the wokeness, all of it. Even though in some cases you're finding out a lot of the stuff is garbage. I mean, Black Lives Matter, by design, is designed to divide, not to bring people together. So So when you have a complete botched administration where everything that they touch turns sour, you can still see where, for some reason, you've got people going to the polls because they bought into this nonsense. They don't care that their kids are dying of fentanyl death. They don't care that we've given $100 billion of unaccounted money to the Ukraine. They like CRT. They don't mind suffrage, if you will, as far as going to the store and not having their products that they want on the shelves. That doesn't bother them. None of that matters. What matters is pronouns, bathrooms, wokeness. But there will be a comeback. And all you've got to do is look at somebody like Elon Musk. Look at that whole scenario with Twitter. Whether you like him or not, it doesn't matter. On the surface, unless we're all being duped, it appears that Elon Musk is looking to resurrect Twitter into an actual platform of free speech, where you can go on there, say what you want to say, like a town square. Within reason, of course, you can incite riots. And somehow, the progressive left is losing their minds over that. Think about that for a second. You've got somebody who has, with his own money, purchased, again, whether you like him or not, how he got his money, that's all for a different debate. His idea is to change it into a more a free exchange of thought. I mean, he probably wants to make a profit out of it somehow, but that's America. And so what has happened? The progressive left have left Twitter, or they intended to leave it. A lot of them are going back. Right, CBS left for, I think, 16 brave hours before they realized that it was financial suicide. It's odd to think that in a culture where the woke mentality is all about equality or equity, they don't want that in a platform of free speech. In fact, it scares them because they realize that they're wrong. So that leads us to, where do we go? Well, America was founded upon the idea that every human being possesses, by nature, certain unalienable rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That idea is the solution to the problem of domestic, tribal injustice. We just need to embrace it with all of our hearts and put it into all of our laws. Whether it's 1822, 1922, 2022... violent tribal injustices are morally wrong because all men really are created equal in the ways announced in our own Declaration of Independence. And let's ask, what principle, what moral North Star remains that guides citizens to the conclusion that violent domestic tribalism is wrong? What's out there? What beacon of light is shining on the hill? There isn't one. We don't have that. We have anarchy and chaos. It's not to the point where thousands are dying in the street. It's one cataclysmic event away. It's 1 month long without power or without gas or without food. We have definitely divided up into our own little tribes. And it's hard to say that we're all flying under the same flag. But I do think there's hope. Where I didn't think there was hope before, I may think there's hope now. I feel like there's a pushback by the real young. Now, if you have kids of that age and I'm wrong, tell me. But I feel as though just in my interactions with students here recently, I feel like some of these kids are getting it. Like they understand that what's happening is a mistake, a correctable mistake. And maybe, just maybe, it's those kids in their teens that are going to have to fight this fight that this generation may have lost. They're going to have to come out swinging and put an end to the super wokeness, the insanity of that, and get back to really what does make America great. What makes it the beacon of light on the hill? What makes it the place everybody wants to go to? It's freedom. It's opportunity. It's a chance to make a great life for yourself. Nowhere else on God's green earth are you afforded the same opportunities to make your life something spectacular. Only here. Only right here in the United States of America. And we need to re-embrace that and stop looking at the past as something we should shame ourselves over. And start looking at it as something that we should at least learn from and move from and build on. Not tear down founding fathers. Not tear down the ideas of freedom. But to stand strong, be strong, and to cherish the thoughts and ideas that have come before us by those same founding fathers about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's why we're different than any other country on earth. That's what makes us better. Yes, I know. I said better. We are better. We're better. We've done it better. Our forefathers were trailblazers. They created this amazing experiment that we can't cast aside as if it doesn't matter. This republic has been nothing short of a miracle when you think about it. How it has weaved its way through the history over the last 245 years to this very spot where we sit today. Wherever you might be listening to my voice, out in California, out in Vegas, waiting in traffic in New York, getting ready for a Thanksgiving meal, whatever it is that you're doing, everywhere in between. It was all built on this foundation of freedom. Everything that you've got in your life right now comes from that. And we need to fight for it. And you need to teach the younger kids to fight for it. And I feel like that generation, the in-betweeners, the Gen Zs, they're a lost cause. Sorry to say. Some of them. Maybe we can reel back in. But it's these younger kids, these teenagers, high school students, just getting into college. I feel like there's a strength maybe in them. A strength that's been missing for the last decade. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining the program. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Keep it here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you a conservative warrior? A Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, teach them they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, manufactured by a uniquely all-American company with their own patented and proprietary formulations at a much better price. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Leave your information, and one of my friends will contact you with all the details on how you and your family can support this conservative cause and get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. It's Wayne Allyn Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking seven companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour on Fridays. Yours truly gets a chance to hang out with you for the first hour on all of these great radio stations across the entire country. And here with me in the studio right now here in Connecticut, I brought them out here to talk about something that I know nothing about. And they are two famed attorneys, but one in particular, Gordon, has been on top of this crypto craze since it began. And me and your wife know nothing about this, right? Christine, you don't know anything about
this. I really don't. Yeah, I wish I did. I mean, it's so tangential, I can't.
In a couple minutes, just explain to everybody from your point of view what's happened here in the last week.
Well, crypto is essentially a new asset class. It's been around for a long time, and people, you know, it was kind of the geeks who were anti-government were into it at the beginning, and I'll start with Bitcoin, all those types of things. It took off, and then FTX comes along. So I think the biggest problem is people don't understand the pieces of it. So FTX is an exchange where people buy individual cryptocurrencies. So it holds your money or your coins that you have. And so this guy comes along, and he comes like a bull through a china shop. Nobody knows who he is, right? He looks like he's out of Central Casting. And somehow he gets Larry David involved and Tom Brady and everyone else.
Right.
And now instant credibility because there's millions and millions of dollars spent.
Sure.
On a Super Bowl commercial. And, you know, crypto, there's a fear of missing out. Everybody's making money at that point.
Right.
You don't want to miss out, so everybody's throwing money in. So what it looks like, and I'm not an SEC regulator, thank God, but it seems as though what was happening is they were taking the money in and leveraging the coin somehow and then using the money as a personal piggy bank. It smells a lot like a Madoff situation.
Right.
But again, I'm not an expert. But I think as we see the connections, you'll see it's pretty ugly. So it looks like he was giving out $38 million to Democrat, the second biggest donor behind Soros. Right. I think that says a lot.
Right.
And there's no history of this guy actually making any money. So where did he come from?
Right.
So that begs the question. And if you haven't seen his girlfriend, who was in charge of the sister company, that where the problems probably, again, I'm not an expert on how it went down.
Right.
But if you see her, you're like, these are kids.
Yeah.
It's a gang of children who stole billions and billions of dollars, and it looks like, based on his mother and father's history, they have a history of fundraising for the Democratic Party.
Not only that, but, I mean, can you go through the ties that those people have? Because I think that's the most telling part.
All right, let's go back to the girlfriend. The girlfriend's, you know, it's being reported that the girlfriend's father is a professor at MIT, where this guy came from, and he works for the head of the SEC,
right,
who supposedly is investigating, regulating. Now, Sam has actually spoke before Congress, basically saying, this is the regulation we want. So it's all tied together. The regulating body would supposedly be the SEC at some point.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a U.S. company, by the way. He's in the Bahamas, so there's a whole issue there.
Right.
So, but the dad, his dad is a tax guy, right? And he's a Silicon Valley guy who figures out ways to dodge these kinds of things from the sounds of it. So you have the head of the SEC tied in with this guy who has no history of making any money in the world,
right,
whose girlfriend is an MIT professor who works for the SEC, head of SEC.
Right.
So you've got this circle of potential bad doing.
Right.
It looks like that. I mean, that looks like Madoff, right? Where his brother worked for the SEC, and he was one of the regulators. But then you add on top of it, this guy's brother started a charity for the Ukraine, and they were sending off millions of dollars to this charity,
right,
which gets, I don't know what happens to it. Maybe it comes back to friends and family. Who knows where? We have no idea.
Soon as you say Ukraine, it just seems messy,
it's
right?
Dirty.
I mean,
right. So it's, the important part here is there's real value to blockchain technology.
Right.
It's not going away.
Okay.
It is the future. It needs to be regulated so that so institutional money can feel comfortable going in.
Right.
Right.
Because none of the people who invested with this guy are getting their money back. That's lost, right?
I just don't know. And there's been other exchanges. And that, again, that's important. This is an exchange.
Yeah.
It's not actual technology. It's just an exchange that takes your money, and you're hoping that they're not going to steal it.
Well, that hope was lost.
It sounds like it.
Right.
It sounds like it.
Listen, you guys are great with this, and you know, and we have to get you back on to talk about this in more depth, but I got to go right now. But thanks for spelling that out here.
You got it.
All right, Gordon Vidal, Christine Sinoda here live in Connecticut. We got to go. We'll come right back. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll chat with one of our friends from the Heritage Foundation. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are on their way home or visiting family for Thanksgiving, but millions are already there. The TSA says 4.5 million passengers went through security checkpoints at the nation's airports on Monday and Tuesday. Nearly 2.3 million did so on Tuesday. Both numbers topped the same day as last year. Tuesday night, an overnight manager at a Chesapeake, Virginia Walmart opened fire on employees at his store. Chief Medical Officer of Centara Norfolk General Hospital, Michael Hooper, shares the status of the injured victims at their hospital.
Two individuals who passed away. Unfortunately, we have two in our intensive care unit in critical condition, and then one patient who's in good condition.
Wall Street closed up 96 points on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Stephen Bucci is joining us. Love having him on. 30-plus years of military excellence. Again, as I've said many different times, he's an educator. He does speeches across the entire country on a wide variety of topics, and we get a chance to chat with him each and every week. Stephen, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Lee. Thank you for having me back again.
So we had this chaotic situation last week where we thought two Russian missiles struck Poland, killing a few folks, and later we found out that it was the Ukraine that actually fired those missiles. But there was a brief period of time, I don't know, a few hours anyway, where we were getting ready for World War III, right?
Well, I don't know if we did anything differently than we had been doing. We kind of watch the Russians all the time because they've made credible threats to use nuclear weapons. I don't think, our DEFCON didn't change. I don't think we repositioned any troops. We just continue to watch, stay vigilant, stay ready that if they, we get credible info that they've actually done an attack. I think most people, even when we thought it was a Russian incident, that we didn't see it as an attack. We saw it as, oh gosh, somebody screwed up. And there's still potentially a price to be paid for that, but that's not the same as nobody thought that Russia was going to start the war with NATO by shooting two missiles into a Polish farmhouse.
Right.
That they would be doing something a little more effective, just doing that as an attack, kind of like poking a bear. Not really a smart thing to do. And, the Russians may not be as effective as we thought they were, but they're not totally stupid. So I don't think too many people thought this was the first shot of World War III.
Well, the reason why I wanted to bring that up is one of our peers, Sean Hannity, went on the air almost immediately that day and demanded immediate retaliation, which I was sort of tongue-in-cheek when I asked you the question that World War III would open up, but it does seem like there are folks out there who are banging that warmonger drum, Stephen.
Yeah, well, old Sean, I've been on his show. I respect him. He's a good entertainment talent. He's not an international relations expert, at least to anybody but himself. And a comment like that is just, one, it's just inappropriate, and two, it just makes no sense. Okay, even if the Russians had fired it, as I said, it was clearly, to anybody who knows how these things go, this was a screw-up of some sort.
Right.
And as it turned out, it was a screw-up of the side we're supporting, the Ukrainians. Poland didn't immediately break relations with Ukraine when they found that out and, demand reparations and everything else. This is the kind of thing that we have national-level governments in place to deal with when they happen. This is different than, when Russia rolled into Ukraine with, hundreds, thousands of troops in an invasion. You can't equate those two events. And, Sean gets a little overblown. I won't say he clutches his pearls because he does it in a more manly way, but it's almost pearl clutching. He needs to apply his brain, which is a good one,
right,
to these situations and not go for just headlines. That's kind of a waste of everybody's effort and time.
Okay, so just so folks realize, we're crystal clear, at least according to Stephen Bucci, our 30-plus year military expert, that if in fact somewhere along the line something similar were to happen, it wouldn't necessarily mean Armageddon, end of all things.
No, it does not. And, we have to make those decisions based on our national interests, looking at the effects of what we do in retaliation, if we retaliate at all, look at second and third order effects of those things because it matters. You're talking about people's lives and the interests of multiple countries.
Right.
We should never do that cavalierly or quickly based on, incomplete reports. We need to get the information, sort it out, see, what was the motivation. I'm not saying an American national government wouldn't use that situation to their advantage. If our leaders had already decided, hey, we want to go bomb the snot out of Russia, they could use an incident like this to say, well, they did it, so we're going to go bomb them.
Right.
this administration's clearly not doing that. I'm not giving a lot of credit to them, but they're not in a big rush to get into a major war, where we're sending divisions and, B-52s over the line. We're not doing that.
Right.
And I don't think we should. I do think we should support Ukraine, but, we need to do it with some, nuance and not just, bellicose chest beating and trying to prove that, we're the biggest dog on the block. This we got a lot of people's lives are at stake.
Right.
If we're going to go to war, we better have the right reasons and the right plan, and do it with our eyes wide open.
Our guest, Stephen Bucci, chatting about a wide variety of different subjects, switching from that to Twitter. So Trump was invited back on Twitter. You have a strong Twitter following, S. Bucci on Twitter. You don't have a blue check mark, though. Are you not willing to part with $8? Is that what it is?
I didn't try to get a blue check mark in the old system. If people want to read what I tweet, that's their business, and they can do it. I don't feel the need to try and get anybody to give me credit for who I am and what I say. What I say, you read it. If you think it's stupid, then don't read it anymore. If you think it makes sense, I welcome your readership and your comment.
Right.
Let's be civil.
Sure.
And we can disagree and be civil.
Right.
But no, I have no desire. I'm not going to pay anybody to give me a check mark. and I didn't try to get one. Yeah. Well, you didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah. I was just curious. You think this is a good thing, what Musk is trying to do, open it up a little bit? I do.
I do as well. I am one of those people who spent nearly 30 years of my life willing to die so that people could say things that I might think are stupid and out of line and, wrong, because that's what our Constitution says they can do. Now, I'm old enough to remember the Nazis marching in Skokie, Illinois, through a Jewish neighborhood, and the courts said, no, we think it's reprehensible, we wish it didn't happen, we think these people are idiots, but as American citizens, they have the right to express these opinions that the rest of us all think are pretty abhorrent.
Right.
And even the Jewish community there said the same thing. Said, no, we don't want to take away anybody's rights to free speech and free assembly and free expression. But everybody needs to recognize them as to what they are and who they are and understand that they're, complete idiots, but they get the right to say. So long answer to your short question, I'm glad Musk is opening Twitter up. And that we'll get to the point where hopefully we can have good discourse without spitting on each other. And where we disagree, you have the option to stop reading that person's tweets, or to continue to engage.
So let me switch gears again. Biden wants immunity for the Saudis who murdered Khashoggi. I know me and you have talked briefly about this in the past, but any updates on your position as to where America should be in this whole Khashoggi scandal?
The journalist in Israel, I'll start with that one, or where he was killed. No offense, but that guy was, or he was a doctor, I guess, hanging around with terrorists, wearing military gear, brandishing weapons. Just because he's a doctor or a journalist or anything else, sorry, that doesn't give you immunity from the people you are threatening. So I don't know. I think Biden needs to just shut up about that. It's not his country. If Israel is the one under attack, he's going to have a heck of a problem on his hands when Bibi Netanyahu says, sorry, Joe, you didn't take enough actions against Iran. My country is threatened. I'm going to deal with it. And with Khashoggi, that one really galls me, because while it was pretty ham-handed, chopping this guy up and doing that stuff, Khashoggi, number one, was not a journalist. He was a foreign national living in the United States sometimes he lived other places, who wrote one or two op-eds for the Washington Post. That does not make you a journalist and give you some special category of protection. He was the son of an international arms dealer. It was revealed after his death that he was a paid agent of the government of Qatar. frankly, and not necessarily an open enemy, but a major competitor of Saudi Arabia. So he was working for the other side in their mind. And should they have just arrested him and brought him back and, you know, put him in prison? That probably would have been a little easier for people to swallow. They did. They killed him. Okay. You know, spies do stuff like that all the time. But this really is pearl clutching and swooning and, oh my gosh, our poor brother. It's not like this guy was a saint.
Right.
He was, you know, he had a rap sheet as long as his arm and should not be looked at as some icon of free press and all this other stuff. That is a complete fabrication. And, you know, no offense, all those folks in New York City in the communications business, they're wrong. They're talking with no basis of fact, or they're talking deliberately to try and injure Saudi Arabia because they, you know, they're in the camp where they think America should be holding Saudi Arabia at arm's length and cozying up to Iran. Both things are stupid. You know, the Saudis don't do everything we want them to do, and they follow their own interests. In this case, they took an action that we should at least say, hey, don't do this again. This was out of the pale of regular international relations. But it's not like it's something that was, you know, from outer space, for goodness sake. And they didn't do it to a good guy.
So plain and simple, don't be a bad guy. Stephen Bucci, we got to go. Thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving. We got to run. We're out of time. Keep it here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Nevada Corporate Headquarters. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, then I have an exciting free offer for you. Did you know that not all states are created equal? Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets. But there is one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans and can help you too. Go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war.
Raw and unfiltered.
Let's
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network. We are on the eve of Thanksgiving. Christopher's down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making it all go. I'm sure he is already drooling with the thoughts of turkey and stuffing and cranberry and mashed potatoes and all that good stuff. Wayne will be here after the top of the hour. It's always a blast for me to hang out with you. I like it in particular on some occasions when we're like on the eve of either Christmas or here on Thanksgiving, which by most people's accounts, I think, anybody that I know, Thanksgiving's like the favorite holiday, particular for guys. I don't want to sound sexist or misogynistic, but guys love Thanksgiving because, in particular, guys like football. How do you not love sitting around all day with friends or family and eating the best possible food you can put together and watching NFL football? I mean, give me a day that's better than that. And no pressure, no gift-giving pressure, none of that stuff. It's the perfect American holiday. And speaking of Thanksgiving, the American Farm Bureau Federation put out its annual Thanksgiving report. If there is one thing, at least, that'll bring you down as far as Thanksgiving, the average cost for dinner has gone up 20% this year. That's $6.41 per person, up from $5.33 a year ago. By the way, that's still cheap when you think about it in the big picture. $6.41. You go out to eat on Thanksgiving Day, it's like $60-$70, right? If you're going to go out and eat tomorrow instead of cooking it at home. So it's still relatively cheap, but still, as it compares to last year, you're paying 20% more. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. And that even varies around the country. The South is the cheapest, $5.84, and of course out west, out in California and out where Wayne is, it's $7.14 per guest for Thanksgiving. What is your favorite Thanksgiving food? Like, mine was my mom, when she was alive, she would make this incredible stuffing, and It was just, it just doesn't get any better than her stuffing. It was phenomenal. And I'm sure everyone has their own stuffing recipe, but there was a stuffing she made. It was just out of this world. And I've told this story before. Thanksgiving for me, it's just about everybody kind of being together. Like I said, very casual as far as the atmosphere. And unfortunately, because I used to come from a family where all the cousins would get together. I have two female first cousins that I think of as sisters and two male first cousins who live out in Seattle, 3,000 miles away. So we're not as close as my cousins here, or my female cousins in Connecticut. But as kids, we'd all get together. And it was just, it was what it was supposed to be about, right? And your mom and your her sisters, my aunts, would be in the kitchen, and the guys would be sitting around watching TV and doing what guys do. And again, this was this is 40 years ago now, 40 some odd years ago that that was happening. And then as we got older and get your own family or get married and whatever, it splinters and it splinters again. And it's never the same, right? It's never exactly the same. You can try to recreate it. You can try to emulate it. But the truth is, if you come from a grounded family, like a real good family, it's really tough to copy it, because everybody has their own way. It just feels like when you're a kid and your mom is doing it a certain way, and your mom is cooking the food, and your own personal, the closeness of your family, because it really, when it starts to splinter, and then you start, I hate to say this, but when you bring in the outside influence, when people marry in, it changes the dynamic, right? I mean, there's a certain dynamic as a kid that your family has that changes because as you get older, you marry. Now, I mean, it could be for the better, but some cases it's not, and it's different. Maybe different isn't always better. Sometimes different is better, but a lot of times different isn't. So when you bring in an outside person, whether it's an outside husband or an outside wife or what have you, it changes, right? And, you know, their political philosophies are different than what you had when you were growing up. And, you know, and also, too, if you think about it, when you were young and your parents, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents, if you were lucky enough to still have them alive, they'd be around the dining room table and they begin to talk about politics. They didn't fight like they fight now, right? Everybody's fighting. They're at each other's throat now. It's life or death always, even at the family Thanksgiving dinner. And a lot of people don't go to their family Thanksgiving dinners or Christmas dinners anymore, or birthday parties or anniversaries because of it. That contentious nastiness that has seeped in to our society. And it's happened it's been happening, but it's really happened, escalated in this generation. Things have changed, even at your own dining room / kitchen table. I'm out of time. It's a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoy your day tomorrow. Wayne Allen Root will be here in a mere matter of minutes. Be safe. Be good to each other. Until next time, keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Inc.com.